Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Before the break, you heard from Renee Graham talking about the year in pop culture. Now, let's talk technology. It's been a big year, both for technology advances.
I am thrilled to show you the newest iPhones.
Ah, the crowd goes wild. And the business of tech.
I believe the combination of Dell and EMC, we have two highly complementary companies.
That was big news both in tech and, of course, in the world of business. So joining us to talk about these stories and more is Hiawatha Bray. He's technology writer for the business section of the Boston Globe, and he joins us regularly. Hiawatha, welcome.
Yeah, hi. Welcome. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you, and Happy New Year to you. Let's start off with that EMC-Dell merger back in October, $67 billion, a huge deal, the largest tech deal of all. It hasn't fully closed yet, but remind us what you think the significance was of EMC basically no longer being a Massachusetts company.
Well, I think it's huge, but I'm sorry, if you don't mind my stepping a little bit out of bounds for a second, I just wanted to say that the big tech story at the Globe this week has been the amazing problem we've been having getting the paper delivered. We've been getting all kinds of phone calls and complaints, and I just wanted to apologize to readers and let you know that we've had an all-hands meeting about this, and we're going to get this fixed. So please stay tuned to the Boston Globe. Anyway, back to EMC and Dell. That was, of course, in fact, if it goes through, it's going to be probably the biggest tech merger ever in the United States. And it's a measurement of the, I guess you could say, the continued and now, I guess, final collapse of the once glorious giant tech company sector in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Because EMC was the last of the really big tech companies to actually be based here. Once upon a time, we had bunches of them. We had companies that are, in many cases, younger people won't even remember their names. Companies like Wang and Digital Equipment, which for a time was the world's second largest computer company, were based here. And that's over now.
Yeah.
It's really been a very unfortunate and traumatic experience, and it's brought on a bunch of hand-wringing about why it is that so much of the greatest technology, digital technology in the world, is invented in Massachusetts, but for some reason, the companies that end up making billions from them end up moving someplace else.
I recall
and
you
come
not
on
being.
And eventually
I mean, I'm sorry, Howard, I'm jumping in here because you said hand-wringing, but I recall you not being one of those hand-wringers, that you weren't so worried about it.
Well, I am a bit of a hand-wringer, but not as much as some people think. I don't mean that I think this is a disaster for Massachusetts, because on the other hand, in terms of biotech and healthcare tech, we dominate. We're the Silicon Valley of health. So in that respect, Massachusetts has recovered in the sense that we've focused on another area and done extremely well in it. But in terms of digital and electronic tech, it is kind of dispiriting to see how many of these once great companies are gone and how many other people, when they come up with a brilliant idea, pack up and leave town.
Yeah.
It's really annoying. And you sit there wondering, when is the next really great mega company going to grow out of Massachusetts? And the consensus I hear from people is that it's not clear what that company would be, because the advantages of other regions of the country, particularly Silicon Valley, are so vast.
Yeah.
Particularly the ability to raise capital for companies that look like they really could be the next Facebook. After
right.
all, that's what happened to Facebook.
Well, let's switch gears here for a second. I mean, Facebook is a nice bridge actually here, and talk about net neutrality, because in February of 2015, the FCC announced that it would regulate the internet like a public utility. And a lot of people saw that as a victory for the internet itself. So here's FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler.
The action that we take today is an irrefutable reflection of the principle that no one, whether government or corporate, should control a free and open access to the internet.
A win, Hiawatha Bray?
Well, I'm one of those people who's a skeptic about it. It's not that there isn't a theoretical possibility of problems. You have, like, these giant companies like Comcast, which in many parts of the country are about your only choice for getting high-speed internet access. It is not unthinkable that they could use their market power to quash competing products. I mean, you could, for example, imagine a situation. I mean, remember, Comcast owns its own TV network, NBC. So you can imagine a situation where they say, when we stream something from NBC, everything will work just fine. It'll be fast. You'll get razor-sharp accuracy and all that. But if we stream stream something from ABC, we're going to deliberately make the picture look bad. If something like that were going on, I too would agree that the federal government needs to step in and do something about it. But nothing like that is happening yet. And I'm a skeptic about the idea of preemptive regulation. I'm a big believer that you regulate things when they become a problem. Like, I think we need a federal law to regulate privacy in this country. That's something we have a proven need for. Mm-hmm. But do we really need to tell internet companies what they can and can't do? I'm not sure. I wrote about it today. There's this FCC is investigating. It's not a formal investigation, but they're questioning internet and cell phone companies about these new policies they have where they will pick up the tab for some of your data if you use certain products that they're transmitting over the network. I'm looking at that and saying, oh, goody, free data. But other people are saying, oh, but it's going to put companies that aren't on this free data plan at some kind of a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Well, to me, that sounds like denouncing Amazon because it can afford to give you free delivery and some of their competitors can't. So what? I don't understand that. If right. they're not actually doing anything to directly harm competitors, I say let them go.
Well, Hiawatha, I'm going to jump in here because we're just fresh out of time, just like the year is pretty much
darn,
just ended.
We haven't even gotten started yet.
I know. We'll have you back.
I got a million other things to talk about.
We'll have you back in 2016. Hiawatha Bray, technology writer for the Boston Globe. Always great to have you, Hiawatha, and Happy New Year once again.
Oh, well, Happy New Year to you, too. Sorry I didn't talk about Empire. We'd have stayed on longer.